Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 45 through 46. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. Come and see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Addie was so excited. She worked so hard on her art project. She spent hours painting a picture of a sunset. Bright reds and oranges flared out from a golden sun descending beneath a darkening blue sky. You could even see the first twinkly stars appearing faintly in the heavens. It was a beautiful picture, and Addie wanted everyone to see it. "Come and see!" Addie practically dragged her parents by the hand to see her masterpiece. "Come and see!" Philip couldn't believe his ears. Jesus of Nazareth had just invited Philip to follow him as one of his disciples. But it wasn't that opportunity that got Philip excited. It was learning that Jesus was more than just a really cool teacher. Philip discovered that Jesus was the long-promised Messiah, the Savior promised to save Philip and everyone else from sin and death. That day changed Philip's life forever, and he just had to tell somebody. So Philip found his friend Nathanael. Philip was so excited to tell Nathanael about Jesus. He's the one long promised. He's the one that Moses and all of God's prophets wrote about way back in the Old Testament, Jesus of Nazareth. Nathanael stood there. He wasn't excited. "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" he asked. The thought of Nazareth seemed boring. How can someone exciting come from such a boring place? Nathanael wasn't so sure, but Philip was convinced. "Come and see," he told Nathanael. Practically dragging him by the hand, Philip brought Nathanael to Jesus. For the first time, Nathanael met Jesus and believed in him as his Savior too. "Come and see" is a call that encourages you to be a friend to someone. True friends are more than someone you get along and can giggle or play games with. A true friend is someone who wants to see you in heaven with them someday. Can you be a true friend to someone and share good news that just might change their lives? Telling someone about Jesus might sound scary. What if they ask questions you're not sure how to answer? Then tell them why Jesus is so important to you. If they are curious, invite them to come with you to church. Say, "Come and see." We pray for opportunities to share the good news of Jesus. Lord God, through your word, you called us to faith in Jesus. Give us opportunities to invite our friends and family to come and see Jesus. Make us bold to share that invitation and bless it that they may come to know you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.